Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 60 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I am your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As usual, I'll be talking through my week in terms of goldmaking. I'll be talking about what's going on with the game, or the games. We'll be talking about both retail and classic here. And of course, a discussion point. And this week, I'm just going to do a little review of goldmaking in classic. And some of my thoughts, I mean, classic, definitely a new game. Well, it's not a new game. But in terms of finding all of the gold-making niches, it's a little less figured out than stuff like PvP and PvE is. So we'll be talking about that. But before that, we'll be talking about my week. So let's see how I did on retail this week. So finally, I got in two repost sessions in a week. I was going to stream on Wednesday, but my internet was not up to scratch, and I was dropping too many frames, so I couldn't stream, but I still got in a full repost session in the midweek on retail, which is really good. Overall, I'd say it went okay-ish. My sales totals were 300,000 gold. And on Wednesday, I also managed to shop for BOEs, spending more than 800,000 gold on BOEs. Mostly, or pretty much only, Eternal Palace BOEs, that even if they don't sell right away, I expect they'll keep their value in 8.3, so I'm not particularly worried. I might have gotten a little crazy on some of these buys, but yeah, it's nice to spend. So of my 300,000 gold worth of sales, my BOEs stood for 230,000 of that. And then, of course, the usual suspects bring up the rest, stuff like material flipping, battle pets, and a little bit of crafted gear. And I have some enchants and stuff like that on my challenge realms, where I did like the gold cap challenge on. So, but after that massive spending spree, I'm now just below 13 million gold on retail, which is okay. Definitely think I want to... I don't want to go too much up. I want to spend a little gold on BOEs going forward. So probably won't be growing my gold too much. I definitely want to get in some more sessions though, because I can already tell that having two sessions this week helped quite a bit compared to what I have been doing lately. So if I can keep that up or even increase that, that's going to be really, really good for me. So I guess we'll see. Now let's bring our attention over to Classic. So the biggest news first, not actually gold making related, but I hit level 60 this week. Finally, the Lazy Leveler should probably be my new name. It's taken a long while, but I did it. I'm playing Alliance and we're outnumbered on our PvP realm. So the last few levels were actually pretty hard, but surprisingly fast. I mostly did dungeons for the last, like, at least from level 57, I mostly did max level dungeons and a little bit of questing for stuff that would give me max level gear or useful max level gear. So lower Blackrock Spires, Columns, Stratholme are very good for experience, all of them. So that's extremely nice. And what's more nice is, of course, that I managed to bring together enough gold that I could instantly buy my epic mount with a little bit left over. So I'm now riding around 100% movement speed bonus in hand, and I'm extremely happy with that, of course. As of right now, I have about 200 gold on me, and auctions posted for about 1200 gold. If we compare that to last week, where I had 550 gold on me and 1400 gold worth of auctions, I would say I've been doing really well this week, considering I just dropped 900 gold on the vendor to get my epic mount. And of course, if we look at my sales data, we'll find that I've done really well. I sold items for a total value of 2000 gold this week, which is significantly more than last week, where I did something like 1300 in sales. That's a huge upgrade, and just amazing, really. Alchemy, of course, is still doing the majority of the heavy lifting here, but material flipping, and it's also doing well, or at least bringing in sales. And I've also had a little bit of success selling some of the pre-raid best-in-slot tailoring pieces I've tried my hand at. I still only have tailoring and alchemy, so those are the only professions that I can generate sales from, but they're looking pretty good. I've also started doing Thistle Tea again, which I'd sort of forgotten about. So it's nice to bring that into the rotation because it still sells really well, surprisingly well, I would say. So yeah, now I just need to generate more gold so that I can drop it on gear like a madman and gear up as quickly as humanly possible. We'll see. Maybe I can buy some raid pieces. I'm going to have to work a little harder on gold making to get to that, but we'll see. I have 300 of in both alchemy and tailoring. I have a decent amount of recipes. I have an epic mount. I have already bought some BOEs, including the Devil Sore set, before I hit level 60. So overall, I think it's worked really well. Obviously, it's taken a lot of time and days because I don't play that much. But I'm sure you could make a similar amount of gold in a shorter time if you were playing more every day. So I think it sort of proves that you can easily get to max level and just be ready. I am missing quite a few skills, so I will have to drop some gold at the trainer, but I'll have to generate a little bit more gold before I can do that, so we'll see how it looks after that. Now that I'm level 60, of course, I can focus primarily on gearing my character and on testing gold-making methods. So I'll just be gearing, and then if I'm not in a dungeon or not doing anything, I'll definitely be looking up recipes, trying to find stuff to craft, and crafting way, way more, hopefully. So that should bring in a lot of gold if I can. So that's going to be fun. All right, so that was my week overall. Pretty happy with it. So let's talk a little bit about the game. So first off, BFA or Retail WoW or whatever you prefer to call it. There's nothing to say this week. I didn't find any new interesting data mining from the PTR realm or anything like that. There were some updates to non-gold making related systems, but nothing really for gold making. The only thing that's happening is, of course, the World of Warcraft 15-year anniversary event is still on. So if you care about that and want to get the limited time rewards, make sure you get them. You can get the mount from the Alterac Valley Brawl, and you can get the mount from the LFR throwback raid. Those are the two things you can get, so make sure you get them if you want them. There are some other items as well, but maybe I'm just being a little, a little biased because I really only care about mount farming in BFA, but hey, it is what it is. So, Classic, what's going on with Classic? Well, we're approaching Battlegrounds, so that's going to be nice. It's definitely time to read up on some Battlegrounds guides to figure out which items, what gear, what is going to be useful for people doing BGs and wanting to do really well in Battlegrounds. And be ready to start providing these items. We should definitely see the intensity of world PvP die down a little, because the hardcore PvPers will, of course, try to be in Battlegrounds as often as possible, because that's where the best honor is. If there are queues for one faction, of course, they'll still go out into the world to kill people or try to farm honor in between queues. But there's still going to be a decent amount of PvPers in the queues, so it's going to be harder to dominate every zone. So I expect it'll be a little easier to getting around, but of course, if you're on the underpopulated faction on a PvP realm, you're probably still going to die trying to get into Blackrock Mountain. But hopefully, a couple of fewer deaths at least. Outside of that, we really don't know what Blizzard will be doing. I assume that if it's still terrible, they'll definitely be doing something, because I'm sure that they can tell that the Alliance player engagement is dropping, and that's going to really hurt their bottom line. So they're going to do something about that if they have to. What they do is up in the air. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see. So that's it for the game as well. So let's turn our attention to this week's discussion point. And I'm going to do a little bit of a review of gold making in Classic, and what's worked and maybe what hasn't. And that's going to be it. And some of my thoughts and some of my experience so far. So first off, farming. Now, I haven't really done any gold farming because I don't ever do gold farming. I just do auction house stuff, crafting and flipping. But of course, farming works just as well in Classic as it does in retail. You can always go out and farm useful items. Crafting materials, of course, being the most usual items to farm. Whether you do it with a gathering profession or killing mobs, you can always get the useful materials and sell them to other players. So you have stuff like farming elementals for essences or satyrs in fellwood for fellcloth, or just going around herbing. Of course, all of these things work well. There are, of course, also some more specialized farming methods where you're selling stuff to other people. Hunters can do stuff like soloing Maradon and soloing in Dire Maul, and then they can sell the loot to people who need it. Stuff like the Maradon ring and the Tarnished Elven ring from the tributes. Mages can do stuff like farming lashers in Dire Maul, and there are tons of other farms. You have jump runs, you have people doing Stratholme Living to get Righteous Orbs. There are so many different things you can do to farm. Some of these will coincide with stuff you would do anyway for gear, so definitely look for those. And it's always going to be useful and work to farm. It is, after all, the only way to get these items into the game, to force them to drop from either a node or a mob. So if you like it, then do it. If you don't, you don't have to. But it's always helpful if you have some extra time and you're out of gold. It's going to be helpful if you can generate some gold from the world. So let's turn our attention to one of the other major methods and my favorite method of gold making, which is flipping, of course. Overall, I've found most success with material flipping so far in Classic. Material flipping has, for the most part, worked very similarly to how it does in BFA. One thing to note is, of course, that the stack sizes are smaller, which means that the advantage of neat stacking is less than it is in BFA. But you're still going to be able to make a profit with material flipping. There are large differences between materials, and these things probably vary a lot between realms as well. So you'll just have to experiment with different materials. I still use the same general principle in the settings that I've been using since Legion, and they still work pretty well. So I don't think there's any reason to change that. Now, personally, I've changed my focus heavily to the more expensive materials, stuff that sells for at least 1 gold. I do some items that sell for as low as like 20 silver, but for the most part, I try to focus on running scans for the more expensive items to save time on reposting and stuff like that. So some of the items that I'm focusing on right now that I'm doing fairly successfully with, of course, there are large variances between days, but I've been doing well with felt cloth, the molten core materials like fiery cores and lava cores, larval acids, flame sacks if you can find them cheap enough. That's pretty hard though. And of course, I've done well with herbs, but they can be really hard to find cheaply because people really, really need the herbs for their potions, especially if they're used for end game stuff like trying to flip Mountain Silver Sage and Plague Bloom that are used in the Elixir of the Mongoose. It's extremely hard. Same thing goes for ghost mushrooms used in the Shadow Power elixirs. But if you can find them cheaply, you're almost guaranteed to sell them for a nice price. For some cheaper materials that I've had a lot of success with, and I would definitely recommend checking out, include the enchanting dusts, particularly dream dust and illusion dust, and all of the stones from mining, because they're used in a lot of different consumables, so they work really well, they sell really well. Also had surprising amounts of success with power crystals from Un'Goro. I haven't even looked up what they're used for, but people buy them, and you can flip them pretty successfully. They also have the huge advantage that they stack up to, I think, 100, so they don't take up a lot of inventory space, and they're fairly cheap. So that's a great starting point. So last but not least, let's take put our attention to crafting. Crafting has worked really, really well for me. Probably brought in by far the largest amount of sales for me out of anything I've engaged in. I've tried a decent variety of stuff. Of course, I only have one high-level character. I have a level 1 bank alt, and I have my level 60 rogue, and that's it. But I have tried out stuff from alchemy. I did have enchanting for a while. Tried out a little bit of enchanting shuffling. And of course, I've done some stuff with tailoring, including crafting bags, and trying my hand at some of the pre-raid best-in-slot crafted gear. And of course, I made some consumables from cooking, and with some consumables in this case, I'm pretty much just talking about thistle tea that I've sold to other rogues very successfully. So overall, I think that the crafts in... Well, there are just two types of thing you can craft. You can craft something that's either consumable or it's something that you can equip. And then I'm not going to include enchanting because that's almost its entire separate system in Classic, since you can't enchant vellums and post them to the auction house. Of course, pre-raid best in slot and high level gear always sells. There's probably also, with the advent of Battlegrounds, going to be a great market for items that are really useful for Twinks. So items that are required level 19, 29 with good itemization. There are probably lists for this at like the Twink forums, like xpoff.com. But overall, I think every crafting profession can make good money, or can at least make profits. Including engineering, that a lot of people never consider as a gold-making profession. Of course, only other engineers can use your consumables, but there are so many engineers, especially if you're on a PvP realm, because engineering is insanely good in Classic. And what I've found with thistle tea is that other rogues are super willing to pay for thistle tea, even though they could craft their own. They're still willing to pay for more than what the materials cost. And I think it's going to be the same for engineering consumables. People will be willing to buy grenades and sapper charges and whatever because they take a lot of time to craft and they just want to get the items and go out and slaughter. Of course, pre-raid best in slot gear is definitely useful right now. Now, there are some items here that stand out that they're extremely expensive. This includes stuff like the Arcanite Reaper, the Heartseeker Dagger, and similar crafted weapons, which require a lot of Arcanite bars. And Arcanite bars are super... we haven't generated enough of them yet. Of course, the price will probably be trending down eventually for these as people just generate more and more arcane crystals and as people use their cooldowns and they spend less of them for crafting. It might be a spike up when the Thunder Fury and Blackwing Lair drops, but overall, some of these items don't make too much sense now because they can be really expensive. Like Heartseeker Dagger is at least 600 gold to craft for a rare that you will hopefully swap out for Molten Core Epics. Of course, you may end up waiting a long time before you get your Perditions Blade. So these items don't make sense at all to craft them yourself and post them to the auction house, but there may be people, like hopefully I make enough gold that I can buy Heartseeker if I don't get a better dagger, because it's still going to be the best dagger outside of like Perdition's Blade for your main hand, at least for PvP purposes. So crafting these for others, you may be able to make some gold. So definitely bark in trade chat what recipes you have and see if you get any takers, if you have any rare recipes. You'll have to price your crafting at whatever level. Now, personally, my bread and butter has been in alchemy and particularly utility potions. Stuff like free action potion, lesser invis. I've sold so many of these. I've sold some others as well. Swiftness potions, elixir of greater water breathing. There are some others that I forget, but I've sold a lot of different ones. I've also sold a ton of the top-level consumables, with the best sellers for me personally being Elixir of Shadow Power and Elixir of the Mongoose. Also done a little bit. I've just recently started doing tailoring more actively. So I craft some of their pre-raid best-in-slot items that I have the recipe for. And I've gotten some sales. I've also sold some bags. So overall, I've made gold with both my professions. I think that these two categories, like consumables and best-in-slot gear, whether it is for level 60 content or for Twinks, is going to be like where you can make gold with crafting professions in Classic. And it's definitely where I've made my gold so far. So just look into your profession. Check out xpoff.com for Twink gear with the Battlegrounds coming out. And just check out guides for the classes that can use the gear you craft to figure out what you want to craft right now for other players. There are tons of opportunities. I'm sure people have made a lot of gold with stuff like Devil's Sword leggings that are... and gauntlets that are best in slot for so many physical damage classes, pretty much all of them. So just go out there and craft some. There's a lot of gold to be had in providing useful crafted items to other players. And I'm looking forward to really starting to scale up my operation and focus on higher value crafts now that I have the epic mount taken care of. It's pretty much just going to be gold making. So I hope you enjoyed it. That is going to be the end of the episode tonight. If you enjoyed the show and you want more content, you can read all about gold making at my blog at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you enjoyed the show so much that you want to support it, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And with a final thank you to all of my amazing patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.